the Swiss Institute for Information Science of the Department of Applied Future Technologies of the University of Applied Sciences of the Renaissance presents News from the Swiss Digital Skills Academy, in conversation with data experts from universities, a podcast series with Professor Dr. Vera Husfeld and Eva Maria Brigitta Kaiser. Good morning, Mathieu. I'm very happy to talk to you about data literacy in the context of sustainability today. May I ask you to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, thank you for inviting me. So my name is Mathieu Pain. I am a researcher and co-worker at the HEP Fribourg High School for Pedagogy in Canton Fribourg. And I'm teaching and researching digital and education. And the topic of my doctorate is about sustainability at school.
Looks like you're keeping your fingers on the pulse of the times with your PhD topic. May I ask you what sustainability actually means to you?
Yes, sure. I'm using a definition from the report of the United Nations from 1987, the Brundtland Report, that defines sustainability as a development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
What do you consider as vital when adopting changes in organizations?
That's a huge question. There are a lot of things to change. And in the managing world, there are already some people with such a role as change manager. But in a few words, for me, what vital is the commitment of individuals, of every person in the organization. And for this commitment, there must be a transparency of intent from the part of leaders. So they have a goal and they have to be transparent about this goal and the means to get it there.
So transparency seems to be something very vital. And when we look at this in terms of data governance, how would you describe transparency in terms of data governance?
Yeah, thank you for this question. So transparency regarding data and digital assets in general is applied with the open source, open data. There are many projects going in this direction. I can cite there is a website called Public Money, Public Code, and data governance must go in this direction as well. I could say more about origin of data governance and the activity of data mining and analysis. I have to say it's a capitalist activity that is not so well, doesn't go so well with sustainability. So there is kind of a drastic change of mindset from our leaders about data. We should take a break, define and prioritize goals, and only after that look for data as a mean to achieve these goals.
I understand. The goal should be known prior to data mining. According to you, what does digital sovereignty mean on an organizational level?
It means many things. To begin with, let's just assure that sovereignty is a concept that applies first to a nation, to a country. In Switzerland, the sovereign is the people, that's you and me. Then, yeah, digital sovereignty is therefore about ensuring the independence of digital infrastructures, processes, and data from other nations. In practical terms, this means physically maintaining data and calculation servers on Swiss territory and banning the use of non-free software, especially when it's offered by foreign publishers or editors. Nowadays, the Swiss government is quite in the opposite of this type of governments, and the government takes a lot of risk for its citizens and companies as well. Then, sovereignty on other organizational level applies in similar way. So may it be large or small companies, maybe cantons, municipalities, schools, classrooms, even homes in family. That's an organizational level with data. Data is everywhere. So this question should go through all level of organizations. And for example, about education, there is a student from HEP Fribourg, and he's leading a project to install, configure, use a cloud server in a classroom. And in this way, the sovereignty of data of the pupils is assured by this small server staying in the classroom.
Thank you very much for your encouraging words. For this reason, we have been engaged in educational software development for quite a while now, and we are doing this together with our partners on a national and international level. Within our network, there has been a learning model established over the past few years, which actually builds on the principles of sustainable data governance and digital sovereignty with a specially designed digital library. You're raising the question of sovereignty on a nation-state level in a data-driven world, and to make use of data to provide more personalized learning experiences, to ensure equity, and to provide safe learning environments. Do we have leaders that cooperate with universities and stakeholders, national stakeholders, and build on international experience in order to also create ecosystems that are as independent as possible? We've experienced the pandemic, we're experiencing consequences of the war, and so we know how important freedom and independence is on different levels to manage in challenging times. I'm convinced that research-based software design is one of the most powerful means to provide such facilities within the education system and to a nation state. And we can do this together.
Technically, it's not so complicated. We've got everything we need.
If you had three wishes with regards to sustainability education, how would they look like?
One first wish, as you said before, sustainability is a big challenge to bring into school or in the education domain. It's an organizational strategical challenge, but technically it's quite easy. So my first wish is that sustainability stays a desirable project, something that people want to do. It's in opposite to collapsology, or you know, when you have a lack of means and you have to think and to hack around. So sustainability as a goal we want to achieve, not something that fall on our heads and we have to do something about. It's a reflection at the service of life and should not be something in emergency. That will be my first wish. Sustainability at school could be so diverse and multiple. So something that come from different territories and have some many different faces. So I don't see it imposed by a central power, but rather appearing in different localities, that coming from different localities, but achieving the same goal. And one last wish It's about mobility. I wish that many, many pupils, teachers, and even educators or even school directors go to school by bike. I love bike. I know that's one of the best means of mobility. And it's not about digital, but bike is fun and is sustainable. And I wish we all go to school by bike.
So movement and actually health education is also part of sustainability education. What if you had a school and learning management system based on these insights in sustainability education, where we could build up on the principles of data governance?
Yeah, excellent. Let's meet in a few years again and see how this project about data literacy and sustainability is developed.
Even after a few months. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Swiss Institute for Information Science of the Department of Applied Future Technologies of the University of Applied Sciences of the Renaissance presents News from the Swiss Digital Skills Academy in conversation with data experts from universities, a podcast series with Professor Dr. Vera Husfeld and Eva Maria Brigitta Kaiser.